Zok the Helga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Trumas, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, Tfuha and Peiros, they grow in Eretz Yisrael, have a special Kedusha. You have to separate Trumas and Maestras. Truma Gedorla goes to the Kayan, and there's a special Kedusha on Truma. That's why someone who's not a Kayan is not allowed to eat it. Only the Kayan, his family, and they have to be Tar. And the Truma has to be Tar. How much Truma do you have to give? In the Torah, there's no shir, but Chazal gave a shir. An ayin yafa, a person that's generous, who has a good eye, he gives 1/40th of his tfua. An average person gives 1/50th, and an ayin ra, who's stingy when it comes to giving, he gives 1/60th. After you separate truma, then you take off 1/10th, and you give it to the Levi, as Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon is different. It doesn't have kiddusha the way truma does. Even a non-Levi can eat Maaser Rishon. The Levi has to take this Maaser, and he gives Trumas Maaser. Takes off 1/10th for his Maaser and gives it to the Kayin. Well, let's go back to the Bailam, the original owners, not the Levi. So he has to give Truma to the Kayin. He has to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. And then there's another Maaser. There's always a third Maaser, but that changes depending on the year. In the first and second year, after a Shemitah cycle, he has to give Maaser Sheni. Those pairs have to be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and you buy food in Yerushalayim, according to the halachis of Maaser Sheni. The third year in the Shemitah cycle, Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. And the seventh year is Shemitah, and every seven Shemitahs is Yaiva. So, Truma that goes to the Kayin, Maaser Rishon that goes to the Levi, that is every single year, except for Shemitah, of course. And there's no Truma Si Maaser, because nothing is yours, it's Hefker, and also not on Yaiva. Zakta Mishnah. Chamisha lo yitrumu. There are five who cannot separate truma. Vim tarmu, if they do, ain't trumas and truma. The truma is not truma. In other words, there's no kiddusha on it. If one of these five people are going to say, okay, this is truma, I'm separating truma, there's no kiddusha on it. There's no din, only a kayan can eat it. The truth is nobody can eat it because it's tevel. Tevel means peiros before you separate truma si maaseris can't be eaten. Who are these five that even if they separate truma, it doesn't work? Once again, chamisha lo yitrumu, there are five types of people. Lo yitrumu, they cannot separate truma, vim tarmu, even if they do, ain't trumas and truma, even b'di'evit. They are as follows. Hacheresh, a deaf mute. This is someone who both can't hear and can't speak. Vashoita, someone who doesn't have das. Vakotin is a minor, before the age of bar mitzvah. Vatarim is she'ena shaloi, or someone who separates truma from peiros that aren't his. And it's without the owner's permission. The owner could send a shliach, but he's doing it without the owner's permission. And oivet kechavim shetarim mashal Yisrael. If an oivet kechavim separates truma for Yisrael, a filah b'rashus, even if the yid did send him, ein truma se truma, because you cannot make a shliach to separate truma if he is not a yid. What's interesting is this is all learned from one pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Dabro b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu li truma me'ez kalisha sh'yedvenu liboy, tikhu es trumasi, v'zois ha'truma sh'tikhu me'itam. Sounds familiar? Dabro b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael. V'yikhu li truma, and let them take from me truma, me'ez kalisha sh'yedvenu liboy, from every man who is like motivated, whose heart has the ratzon. From him you shall take my truma. So stafka b'nei Yisrael, nana nevet kechavim, from every man, but not someone who's not a man yet, he's not bar mitzvah yet, not someone who's going to be a man, but he's not there yet. And it has to be yidvenu libay, someone who has a real rotzain. So a cheresh or a shaita don't have the real rotzain, they don't have enough das. And then it says me'itam from them, it has to be theirs, you can't separate someone else's truma without his rishos. Now wait a second. That pasuk isn't talking about truma that goes to a kayan, that pasuk is talking about Trumas HaMishkan, that they donated to the Mishkan. But because the Torah uses the term Trumas HaMishkan, we understand that the halachis that apply to Trumas HaMishkan also apply to separating Truma. Chazring over our Mishnah, Masechtis Trumais, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There are five people who cannot separate Truma, and even if they do so, b'di'evet, it's not Truma. Someone who can't hear or can't speak, a katan, someone who separates truma from payres that are not his, unless he got rishus. If he was made a shliach, he can. But an oved kechavim cannot, even if he was made a shliach. Here we say even b'rishus ein truma say truma. By the way, how do Chazal measure what a shaita is? The Gemara says several things. One is that he loses what's given to him. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in Masechtas Chagiga. Or he roams alone at night outside of the Makom Yishuv. Or he sleeps in a Beis HaKvaris. Or he rips his clothes. But that's dafka if he does it b'derech shtus. He doesn't have a reason to do it. And also, it doesn't mean if he does it once. It means he's constantly doing it. A relative of mine, I remember as a child, he used to step outside during the rain for a few seconds. And I once asked him why he does it, so he told me during the war he was running away from the Nazis. And there was a terrible storm outside and he had to sleep in a cemetery because he had no place to go. That was the safest place, less chance that they would find him. So every time it rains now and I have a roof over my head, I step outside. I should remember the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I survived that night, and that right now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a roof over my head.